Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association, filling in for Sam Shad. Today, a thoughtful, policy-driven conversation with Assemblyman Ira Hansen of Sparks, plus a preview of the legislative session with our Power Pundit panel, Mindy Elliott, Trey Abney, and Dory Guy. Next on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Just about everything in our lives is happening faster. Instead of just keeping up, Envy Energy plans ahead so that Nevada families have the energy they need now and well into the future.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Assemblyman, and his sophomore term, Assemblyman Ira Hansen of Sparks. Ira, your district is not just Sparks, but it is, I guess, an urban suburban.
Big chunk. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I've got most of Washoe County, except where everybody lives. I got most of northern Washoe County. I've got all of Humboldt County, Esmeralda County, Mineral County, Pershing County, Lander County, and a big chunk of Nye County. So I've got a big chunk of Nevada.
So you have
the largest assembly district, I think, in the United States.
So you have some different interests there. You know, you have suburban, you have rural, you have mining, you have ranching. So you have a tremendous amount of interest to represent. Is that difficult, or how do you do that and do it successfully?
Well, it's fun. For me, I'm a native Nevadan, and all that stuff you just mentioned is all part and parcel of what I've grown up with. So I defended ranching long before. As you know, I did talk radio. I wrote a column for Elko Daily Free Press, the Sparks Tribune. So ranching, mining, all that is issues I'm extremely comfortable and familiar with. Spent tons of time in Nevada's backcountry, so all that is right up my alley.
Now, you talk about being a native Nevadan, and I don't think you've been on Nevada Newsmakers before, so I'd like to introduce you to our viewers who may not know you. The Hansen name has been around for generations in Nevada. A lot of people people know the name. They know your dad is mm-hmm. Dan Hansen,
right?
Founder of the Independent
American Party. Yeah. Well, I grew up with that. Of course, my dad. I'm third generation Nevadan. My grandfather moved here in 1926, a boilermaker on the railroad in Sparks. My dad. I don't know what got my dad interested in politics. My whole life he was into it. My earliest recollections of politics is actually sitting on my dad's shoulders at the Reno Airport, watching Barry Goldwater come down the stairs there waving. So my dad was a Republican early on, but he became disillusioned in the 60s with them, and he actually formed the Independent American Party. The high water mark for those guys was 1974 when I was 13 years old. Following Watergate, my dad was convinced the Republican Party was going to collapse and that they needed a third party to fill the vacuum. Of course, at that point, it was a believable scenario. But after that, it was clear when Reagan came on everything that the third party movement wasn't going anywhere. When I turned 18, I registered as a Republican.
And did that cause any fissures in the family?
My dad was actually a remarkably free thinker on any issues. He has 8 children. I'm the oldest of 8 kids. And we were all allowed to pretty much make our own decisions. And it disappointed him. One thing he told me was really interesting, I remember, though. He said, "You registered as a Republican?" And I said, "Yeah." He says, "I'd rather have you register as a Democrat." I said, "Why?" He says, "Well, the Democrats stab you in the chest." He said, "The Republicans stab you in the back." So nationally, I've watched that. It's like, hey, my dad was onto some of that. But anyway, that's kind of my history with my dad. The Independent American Party still exists. And as you know,
your uncle, your aunt.
Oh, I know. And what's sad is they're very talented people. But in my opinion, they've squandered a great deal of talent over the years chasing windmills. Instead of really getting involved in the process, where after having been involved in a real major way like I have, they could have made a huge difference in the state. It could have been like my uncle in particular. He could have been a justice on the Supreme Court or the Attorney General of Nevada. Instead, he always gets, 5-10% of the vote at best. And the sad thing is they typically cause the candidate that most closely aligns with their ideology to lose elections. So anyway, third parties, bad idea.
All right, so we have a Republican governor. However, in the legislature, the Republicans are in the minority in both the Assembly and the Senate. How do you be effective as a minority party in the Assembly where you have a third and, barely a third of the members of that body?
Well, it's difficult. But as you know, most of the issues that are there are not partisan. I'd say about 75% of the issues we deal with have very little to do with partisanship. It's just needed changes in state government and, little tweaks to existing laws and things like that. Now, on those 25%, though, that's where you got to do some horse trading in some cases, if you can. Hopefully we have a speaker this time, and we do, with Marilyn Fitzpatrick, who's totally fair. When you talk to her, she's reasonable. She's going to do what's in the best interest of the state of Nevada. So that's where I hope.
Policy-oriented,
not just thinking about the next political campaign. So I'm very comfortable with her. Plus, her husband's a plumber, so she and I get along really well.
All right, so let's talk about that, because you are a private sector guy. You are a plumber and have been a plumber for how many years?
Since 1979, when I got out of high school.
All right.
So she's going on 34 years.
34 years.
I've been a licensed Nevada contractor since 1986. So yeah. In fact, I'm still working in the field as a plumber. When the economy collapsed back in 2008, my business was doing very, very well, but it was new construction oriented. And that pretty much died up. But I'm actually, if you look at my hands, they're not exactly lawyer hands. I'm still working in the field every day.
Well, and that's the neat thing about our legislature, is having that citizen legislature and being able to have people who, are in normal jobs, who are making decisions about things that are going to impact them and their industry.
Well, unfortunately, there's not enough of us in the legislature. As you know, the legislature typically is almost half government people, okay? Nothing against government people, but they have the time. For me, as a private sector businessman, to take basically 4 months out of the year to go down and represent the interests of my district is difficult financially. So if you have a union backing you, or you get a furlough or whatever, there's ways that they get supported financially that the private sector can't do. Therefore, there is actually a disproportionate absence of private sector people in the Nevada legislature.
All right, we are here with Ira Hansen, and we are going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Fortech LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Assemblyman Ira Hansen. Now, we did mention in the last segment, you are a plumber, you are a private business owner.
Correct.
Construction defect was a big issue last session that really didn't go anywhere. Now, with Speaker John O'Segara, retired, maybe right. You'll be a lobbyist this next time. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a chance of construction defect getting some legs and maybe happening again this session?
Yes, I do. I think it's a major issue that will be coming up this session. So I will absolutely work hard on that because it's construction was the second largest employer in Nevada until the economic collapse. In order to get that economic engine going again, we've got to get the rules and policies in place that allow these businesses to come in here and flourish again. And construction defect, as you know, Paul, you're already familiar with it, but for the people that aren't, the Nevada law, Chapter 40, basically has a clause in it that guarantees the legal fees for attorneys suing developers or contractors. And because of that, there's an endless series of frivolous lawsuits and class action lawsuits that every single contractor involved on a project gets hauled into these. And inevitably, the insurance companies settle with them because of that clause. And we have tried to get that changed, and it did pass the State Senate in 2009. This past session, though, as you know, the Speaker was very, very close with the Trial Lawyers Association, and they successfully blocked any progress on that. But with Governor Sandoval on board and with Maryland, I'm hoping that we can have more traction this time.
Let's talk about a lot of it stems from a big guy, small guy issue. You have your subcontractors, and a lot of times your subcontractors have to sign these agreements where they agree to indemnify or insure the general contractors for any mistakes that are made, whether it's the subcontractor or the general making the mistakes.
Well, that's definitely a problem because I've been in many of those contracts, and it's kind of a take it or leave it type of a thing. And when you're a small contractor, what leverage do you have to kind of force a big giant developer or, a massive contractor to work in your favor? So a lot of us just sort of eat that, and then when issues like this do come up, it's a real problem. Yeah, and that's something the legislature, hopefully in the future, will be able to address, those indemnification clauses, which are totally biased on one side. The legislature in the past has addressed something similar. At one time, there were clauses in contracts where you would give up your mechanics lien rights. And the legislature finally came and said, no, you can't have that. That's to protect the little guy. And for you big guys to basically put that in a contract form to deny the legal rights for people, mechanics or contractors, That's just flat wrong. So hopefully in the future, the indemnification clause will be treated in a similar way.
Last session, the talk was about budget and taxes and whether those sunsetted taxes were going to be allowed to sunset. It seems like that's been taken off the table. It's part of the governor's budget, and it looks like we are going to get possibly an increase in funding, which is the first time over the last four or so years that we've been dealing with an increase in the budget. Do you think taxes and budget items are going to be as big of a battle as they have been in the past few sessions?
Well, because we're the minority, and not to the degree I would like, yeah, but the sunsetted taxes for us, now that's about $650 million. That's our leverage. You mentioned leverage earlier. Last time, that was what we tried to do. We wanted construction defect was one thing. We wanted improvements in education. We wanted changes in the prevailing wage laws, reforms in PERS and PEBS, and that was the negotiating bargaining chip that we had. And that's been taken away from us right now in the governor's budget. That doesn't mean the governor's budget's going to get a rubber stamp, because count on it, there's going to be people like me that are going to say, I'm not supporting that budget unless we get something in exchange for those tax increases. And we're going to keep them on a temporary basis, not permanent, because again, when, I don't know if Raggio did that on purpose or not, but it's a brilliant strategy to give.
He actually did, and I feel all right, you know, mentioning this now. Mm-hmm. He actually did do that on purpose.
Good for him, because it's like, hey, Bill Raggio, thank you very much. You gave us an opportunity to negotiate, but if the governor's just going to give that away in the budget, I think it causes us in the minority to have a real problem.
So let's talk about some of the things that you think we can get. We talked about construction defect, education reform. I think we made some decent strides last time in public education. What else do you think we need to do to get our schools to the place they need to be and our kids to where they need to be?
Well, that's a funny one, because I was on the education committee. I just read every single state of the state message from Governor Blasel in 1870 to Governor Sandoval in last session. Seriously. And every single one from in the 20th century talked about education reform and all the things we're going to do for education, how we need to spend more money. Look, here's the reality of it, okay? We can throw all the money you want in education until you introduce some competition into it, which Sandoval, Governor Sandoval, did mention in his State of the State speech, and that is choice. You got to get some way to give parents an option out type of a thing. If they're not happy with the public schools, let them have a voucher or whatever to go to a private school. Something along those lines. Some competitive mechanism that would force true change in the public schools. Because right now, throw more money at it and all that isn't going to happen.
And
I mean, it isn't going to cause the changes that we need.
Now, you have eight kids as well.
So correct. I mean, I have seven grandkids. In fact, I have my eighth grandchild in the oven at the moment.
So, yes. Congratulations. So, I mean, you do know about the education system.
Education's huge for me. I mean, that's why people say, well, you're against education. No, I'm not. What I'm against is inefficiency and just repeating the same mistakes over and over and acting like things are going to get better when it hasn't changed at all. You go back to Governor Miller's speech in 1995. He talked about that by third grade, every child in Nevada will be reading level or they won't go forward. That's exactly what Governor Sandoval said in 2013. Nothing's happened in almost 20 years. We keep repeating these slogans, but nothing actually gets done on the ground that makes the true difference. That's my problem with the whole idea of reforming education.
Assemblyman, that's where we have to leave it. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me on.
And we are going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers with our Power Pundit panel.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30. Newsmakers, shipping, handling, and tax.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Relion Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, you, Dad.
I'm good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
When you've been hurt in an accident and lying in a hospital bed, there's a term we've all heard, bedside manner. Now, we want the doctor, as you do your attorney, to be aggressive, knowledgeable, and able to fix what's wrong.
But you need to be treated with respect and compassion in the process. I'm attorney Chad Golightly. You need confidence knowing that your attorney will be there when you call, that guidance to the legal process will be made easy, and that you and your family's best interest will be put first.
Go Lightly in Vanna, 222-3333. This segment is sponsored by Fortech LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with our Power Pundit panel. We have Mendy Elliott, lobbyist extraordinaire with Forte. Okay, I wasn't sure if there had been a name change. We have Trey Abney, who is the Director of Government Relations with the Chamber. And we have Dory Guy with the Washoe County Democratic Party.
Chair
of the Democratic Party.
Thank you.
All right, I want to make sure I got everybody's title ready. Right, correct. You know, that's where I always screw it up. Hey, Dory, let's talk about Assemblyman Stephen Brooks, the Assembly Democratic Caucus. There apparently have been some issues that stemmed from, you know, some alleged threats that were made over this weekend. Do you think that's going to have an impact on governing and getting the session ready to roll?
I don't know that it'll have an it might have an impact, but they'll certainly get ready to roll. I feel very sad for him and his family. Evidently, he's had some mental problems in the past, according to his wife. And let's hope it doesn't hurt the assembly. And
we can get back to business. Yeah. Trey, do you think that Speaker Kirkpatrick, somebody who is very policy-oriented, do you think this is driving her nuts because she's somebody who's very hard-driving, who likes to get in there and get stuff done, and now this is a distraction?
Well, and she's a workhorse, and now, you know, she's going to have to deal with all this, and she would rather not have the distraction and do this. And as we record this, you know, they're starting their budget hearings this morning, so they already are getting on a roll.
That's right.
With this. It's very unfortunate for everybody involved, Stephen Brooks and his family and the people that were threatened. You know, I know Speaker Kirkpatrick. I know she would not fly off the handle or do or call the police if it wasn't something that she felt was very serious. And so it's a serious matter.
I totally agree with Trey and with Dory. It is unfortunate that this is a distraction, but it's a real distraction. She has a couple of distractions. She also has the assemblyman, whose name just escaped me, that is elected. Are they going to seat him?
Andrew Martin.
So she has a couple of distractions that are right out of the gate. So the opening day is going to be, unfortunately, quite interesting for the speaker.
So let's talk about some of the other issues, because, I mean, those are distractions. But we do have some pretty big issues that we did touch on with the assemblyman. It seems like the tax issue, you know, it may be an issue, but it's not going to loom as large as it has in the past. Would you agree with that assessment?
I would agree with that assessment. It's unfortunate with the governor already coming out with adding that to his budget, and the Senate already supporting, for the most part, the governor's positioning. It does place a disadvantage to the Republican Assembly.
Yeah, I mean, he came out and already said a year ago that he's going to extend the sunsets. The chamber supported that decision, needing to fund, you know, basic services, health and human services, and education, and expanding Medicaid. So there's not a lot of trade bait left, I guess, if I could be that crude about the game of politics, left for, you know, all the issues that Assemblyman Hansen mentioned. There's nothing, if the Republicans aren't going to give on taxes, I'm not sure why the Democrats would give on these reform issues. I see, at the end of the day, a budget being passed very similar to what the governor submitted. Not a lot being done on taxes, or hardly anything, and not a lot being done on these reforms,
so,
unfortunately.
Dory, are we back to status quo?
No, you know, I think the tax issue will be brought up again this year because, you know, I've talked to several people and they think it might come up again. So. I think it's a very important issue that we really need to restructure or to at least take a look at restructuring our taxes and move from there.
And I don't disagree, and I think it will come up. Mm-hmm. And you've had both Mo Dennis, the Senate Majority Leader, and Speaker Kirkpatrick talk about starting a tax conversation on day two.
It's I not think, the hide the weenie game that Stephen Rexford
right.
and John Segarra played.
I think that's great. When they came out in mid-May with two huge tax proposals that they knew had no chance and was just a big circus, if we start on day two and have a real conversation, I'd like to have that conversation. I think that's a great idea if they follow through on that.
Right. I think it'd be a great conversation.
If
and
we
they
don't,
need to do it.
And we do need to have the conversation.
Right.
Is it service taxes? Is it what? What does Nevada
corporate
need?
Income
corporate
tax.
Income tax. I
property
mean, what,
tax appreciation.
Property tax depreciation, yeah. Which is huge. Huge. We really need to have that conversation. Right. We're the only state in the country that has that type of
to me,
mechanism.
Depreciation seems like that should be an easy one. That should be
no-brainer. It's
but we haven't
fruit.
Been able to get it
well,
done.
Well, there's a couple issues because you've got Legislative Council Bureau saying it's a constitutional issue, which I disagree with, but I'm no lawyer. And then, you know, secondly, you've got people that are all supportive of it, but they don't want to lead the charge. On increasing people's property taxes. They'll tell you behind closed doors, hey, if it came before me, I'd vote for it, but they don't want to be the one to introduce
but
it.
But isn't the reality you're not increasing
you're
somebody's
not increasing
property taxes?
You don't increase the property tax until the property flips.
It's point of sale. If they go
sale.
Point of sale.
Well, it that's should
right.
be point of sale.
If they go point of sale.
That's right.
So, I mean, that should be an issue. That should be an easy issue, and, I mean, maybe we can fix some of these
issues. That helps, local government.
Local government. It really impacts local government. Positively.
All right. Hey, thank you. That is all the time we have.
Thank you.
We will be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Attention homeowners. In 2012, Nevada suffered the worst hardships in the nation. 2013 is the time to take action. New laws have been passed to help homeowners with a fresh start.
Hi, I'm Marshall at Marshall Realty, and right now there's more options for homeowners than I've ever seen in the past. So if you've tried everything else, don't give up. I promise you, with our resources and proven track record, you will find results. Call Marshall Realty today at 525-1205, and we'll help you get on the road to recovery.
Attention, a very wealthy international benefactor now reveals money-making secrets used by the rich and powerful. Now you can learn how to make more money than you ever dreamed possible. Ancient secrets that have been used by members of secret societies for centuries are now being revealed. Now this money-making secret is being made available to the public. Call the number on your screen and receive the CD, Money-Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free. Learn how you can make money, achieve your dreams, and become financially free. Eliminate debt and develop super wealth. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and is available only for a limited time. Call the number on your screen and receive the CD, Money-Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free. The CD is free and there is no obligation. Call and get Money-Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free.
Tomorrow, Sam will be broadcasting from Las Vegas with Mark Kemp, Republican Chairwoman Cindy Lake. Thank you for watching and listening.